Tuesday, March 23rd, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Amy Witherden. Making headlines. Violent South African protests over housing, jobs and lack of basic services must end, said Deputy President Kgalema Motlanthe at the weekend as the country marked the 50th anniversary of the Sharpeville massacre. For the past 2 months, protests in poor black townships and shanty towns have become an almost daily occurrence, with police using water cannons and rubber bullets to disperse protesters armed with rocks and stones. Motlanthe, speaking at the commemoration of the killing of 69 people at Sharpeville 50 years ago, which thrust apartheid onto the world stage, said that a lesson could be learned from those protesters who did not burn libraries and loot public facilities. In a democratic era, Motlanthe said that people should use democratic institutions to voice grievances and demands. Humans are flushing millions of tons of solid waste into rivers and oceans every day, poisoning marine life and spreading diseases that kill millions of children annually, said the United Nations yesterday. The sheer scale of dirty water means that more people now die from contaminated and polluted water than from all forms of violence, including wars, said the UN Environmental Programme in a report entitled Sick Water for World Water Day. UNEP said that the 2 million tons of waste, which contaminates over 2 billion tons of water daily, has left huge dead zones that choke coral reefs and fish. It consists mostly of sewage, industrial pollution, pesticides from agriculture, and animal waste. The report said that a lack of clean water was killing 1.8 million children under 5 every year. Diarrhea, mostly from dirty water, kills around 2.2 million people a year, and over half the world's hospital beds are occupied with people suffering from illnesses linked with contaminated water. The report recommends water recycling systems and multi-million dollar water sewage treatment works. UNEP also calls for the protection of wetlands, which act as natural waste processors, and saving animal waste to use as fertilizer. The Obama administration will put food security at the heart of its Africa policy as it seeks to enhance ongoing U.S. efforts on trade, investment and HIV/AIDS on the continent. Assistant Secretary of State Johnny Carson said that the U.S. wants to see the food security initiative taking on greater momentum as more African countries are drawn into the program. Reviewing the first year of the Obama administration's ties with Africa, Carson said that visits by President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to the continent last year underscored strong U.S. support for economic development, good governance, and the fight against corruption. He said that Africans would soon see the Food Security Initiative rolling out on a scale to rival major trade and HIV/AIDS commitments of previous U.S. administrations. Also making headlines. The Gauteng African National Congress denies any tensions ahead of its provincial executive committee elections after Premier Nomvulo Mokonyane was booed during a human rights commemoration. Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir threatens to expel international election monitors after they said that April's vote may have to be delayed. Minister for Women, Children and Persons with Disabilities, Nolothando Mayende-Sibiya, says that separate, more serious charges must be created for people who kill to collect body parts for Muti. And a report by the Independent Evaluation Group says that the World Bank needs to pay more attention to pressing water-related problems in developing countries. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.